This cassette was recorded on a cold February night in 1972 at the Carey Library in Holton. Asa Logan, one of the few real country fiddlers left in the county, one who plays the kind of music that has been played at square dances and barn dances or any kind of country frolic for over 100 years, gave us an assortment of tunes. He was accompanied on the guitar by Don McAtee, who has played with Asa for over 20 years. During the evening, Eric Richards from Hodgdon happened to drop in. Eric studied violin for years, and Asa says, most generously, that he is a fiddler, but Eric is a violinist. Asa carries a double violin case that he made himself, and two violins. As the evening progressed, Eric picked up the second violin, and from then on, we had two fiddlers and the guitar. Don. We start off rather abruptly. One of your favorites?
Yeah.
You know that starts off more like an Irish jig. Do you play any Irish jig?
Oh, sure.
Do you need to rest up a minute before you play one of those?
Irish jig isn't too hard. 6/8 time.
I'd like to hear both.
They'll have to fill in, you know.
That's what I meant when I said about
requests. First word and play about 15.
Have recordings of fiddle playing in the Tennessee Hills in Arkansas. I mentioned Nickel that they all play the same songs because,
oh,
of course, those are from the English too. So you're probably all playing the same tunes all over the country.
Well, how long are you supposed to stay there, Tom?
I was merely directing the dancers, and he was doing the least amount of playing possible. Nowadays, it's the collar is the big show.
Is that what would make his dances last so long? He'd let them do one figure for such a long time?
Well, no, it just repeated like the old Lady of the Lake.
Did you ever hear a man with such a voice on him, Tambor Sonano had?
Oh,
so just like a lion, though, I love
Can you call them, Eric?
No.
Can you call a dance?
I know some of the calls, Lady of the Lake, they'd line up, and then every other first and every other couple cross over. And they'd swing the side, swing the center, down the center, back, and lady chain. And
swing the side.
Side and the center, down the
center, one set lady. Working up the hall, and the other set working down. One just working down and go down the center, and the other stood on the sides.
Mm-hmm. When you said that the down country that they play different music. You mean for a regular square dance, it would be a different type of music?
Yeah.
They just wouldn't play the same tunes?
No.
As we do up here?
No, no, the rhythm is different.
Oh, yeah.
It's only is a different.
Southern style of playing the fiddle is much different than the way I play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They triple bow and everything else. I never could do that. Very good.
They leave out a hell of a lot of music, Jackson. They put on quite a show, quite a fantastic show of make-believe fiddle playing.
Well, the time, though, would be about the same for square dancing. I would think that the timing would have to be the same of any music.
Well, there's a different emphasis. Here, there's a big emphasis on the bass. Bump, 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 bump. Down there, where it's much more of a treble thing. I don't know when you just don't feel at home, but you're the county fiddle player.
Is this something that is modern, maybe? Our type of fiddling would...
It's a different section of the country, that's all.
You mean they always played that way down there?
Oh, yes.
I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Now, the Orange Blossom Special, that's just a fiddle thing. You never play that up here.
Oh.
The dance do.
Do you play the Orange Blossom Special?
No.
You don't? Yeah. Well, that's not an old tune anyway. That's probably one they made up down there.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask for it, but I know Clare Lake play it. I never play it. Clare Lake does the best job on that I ever heard. Done it in the South or anywhere else. He's the boy who can play the Orange Blossom stuff. I never heard the liking of him. He can really play that better than anybody I ever heard.
That's a very difficult one.
I think so. Well, pull a triple bow, and that's why I don't understand triple bow. Just pull it. That engine exhaust there, where you travel from in Corch and down in here, right up here, that's all triple bowing all the way up there to make it sound right, you know.
Well, are there many country fiddlers who can triple bow, or isn't that something pretty
Cliff
special?
Cliff Bucket can.
Yeah.
Cliff Bucket can do the
job.
Yes, Clare Lake can. I don't know of any other two around here.
Is Cliff Bucket Canadian?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He was enlisted in New Brunswick up from Centerville.
Does he still play for dances?
I don't know if he plays for dances any now or not, but he told me he did about 30 years ago.
Anymore,
you what?
They don't have dances anymore, do they?
No, not full-time dances like that. No, they don't have
dances. Well, now, who plays for these square dances that they have up at the rec center?
Oh, they don't use fiddles, I don't think. I don't know, but I do.
Records.
The big thing up there is the
recordings.
Caller.
Oh, I see.
In fact, you'll have a caller here, and you'll have a caller over there. So people say he's the best caller, and they'll go to hear him. Back when I was playing for dances in Asel, it didn't matter who the hell was calling, it was you were going to listen to the music.
The fiddler was the one they wanted.
The caller was all,
yeah.
The caller was just...
keeping the traffic organized,
yeah,
huh?
That's all.
Yeah.
But now they all use recorded music, of course. And the caller now wears a 20-gallon hat instead of a 10-gallon hat, but maybe he'd be the most popular one.
By golly, they still have to have a fiddle, though.
Them anymore.
No,
they don't use fiddles.
For square dance? Hard to imagine square dance without a fiddle.
No, they don't go for them nowadays.
That's just because you're old.
Maybe so, but boys, I like a fiddle.
Oh, yes, it sort of belongs to it. I've heard one recording of square dance music, and that was all fiddle, you know, accompaniment, but the fiddle was the strong music. The fiddle is what your father used to step dance to.
That's right.
Yeah.
I played for a dance one time over to Rambert Caldwell thing. Anderson on, and it was just within a mile of his house over there. And I played the fiddle, and some guy played a pair of spoons. My God, you talk about a lonesome job that night. In the woodshed.
Yeah.
Playing a pair of spoons.
You had a good
drove me up the wall, but everybody was happy.
You had a good enthusiastic crowd dancing, huh?
I don't know. I played for a dance over there one time, and Mike McGann had a dance hall rigged up in his head. And I got Burns Heffelgut after me over there one night, and Ambrose O'Donnell was right there and done the calling for it. I bet
Mike.
That's where you were.
Yeah,
Mike. Yes, I was there too one night. And they had the spoons that time.
Yeah.
Sure, just saying. That's all we had in the fiddle and pair of spoons.
Finally, they pulled out an old organ. I got my mother to play.
I played for a good many dancers just to fiddle all alone, no accompaniment whatsoever. Not the job.
Oh, God, that's a lonesome
deal. And I've played with accompanists that were so gruesome and so hard to play with that you wish you were alone. It made it harder for you.
Yeah. Pete Flower is one of the best piano accompanists that I've played with.
George Portwine is the best I ever saw. Alan Sherman. Boy, what a musician that fellow was.
He did a beautiful job on piano. I tell you who could do a terrific job, but he'd just play about one chord and then he'd start fooling around that garage.
Bob Palmer.
Yeah. He could play a terrific accompaniment, but then he'd start fooling around. That was Portwine.
Just has to be plain, honest to Pete chords.
Right.
That's
just
it.
A plain, old, plain, but yeah. Just exactly the same.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's why I want to play a. I usually will start, lots of times, or I used to, I don't know that I could anymore, I'd start just playing something like this.
Do one more for us. One real good rip snorter.
Ragtime Andy?
Ragtime Andy? Going to be Asa?
Chinese breakdown. Thank you.
Now that's on the old fiddle?
Yeah.
How old did you say that one was?
It's been in my family over 200 years. 1716. My mother's great-grandfather had this.
It has quite a different tone than the other one, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, more voice. The only thing that's original is the body. I had to have a neck put on it. The neck had been broken off many years ago, right here somewhere. Well, that's quite a fiddle Lawrence Michael's got up there, isn't it? Watson, Isabel Hess. And it says on the inside of it, it says, presented to Colonel James Barrett after the Battle of Lexington, April 19th, 1775. And I guess it has been already.
Is it still in good shape?
Sure, it's in excellent shape. There's some fiddle out of your act. Boy, oh boy.
Where do you suppose she got it?
I don't know.
We'll have to check that out, Ava.
There was such a man as Colonel Barrett because he had history books there telling about it during the Revolutionary War.
Who was that? Got that?
Lawrence Carmichael up at Harvey Siding. He makes fiddles, you know. He's got five or six that he's made. There's one that he made, he's carved a horse's head on here. And boy, you've never heard a better sound fiddle in your life than that is. It's a good one.
Claire Lake has got one that he's always handed it all off to all the burning shops. That's an awful nice playing violin. I like this over there. And anytime I got some TV work to do, I'll plan on limbering up a little on that. I haven't been over there for a year.
No.
This Carmichael, does he play that one, or does he just buy it as a historical?
Only plays fiddles. Oh, yeah.
He played that old one?
Oh, sure. Plays any of them. He pick up all the fiddles he can find.
Well, he has quite a collection.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my violin. It's early in the early 18th
century. What is yours, Harry?
Duke? Yeah. That's the year.
Made whereabouts now?
Now, what is this one you're going to play, Ace?
Perry Sound Reel.
Okay, let her rip. Play for a while, Jason.
We play Honolulu Moon.
Honolulu Moon?
Honolulu Moon.
Moon. Honolulu Moon.
You played it, I know you have.
Too bad you didn't bring your fiddle. You could do a duet.
Okay, let her go
on. Honolulu Moon. Thank you.
Eric Richards has joined the group now, and he and Ace are going to play a duet on violins, and Don is going to continue with his guitar. They're going to do Honolulu Moon again. Ready, set, go.
Wind her up.